Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
It's been around for so long, it's hard to remember when it first started. And it's inevitable.
And it won't take much more information for readers to guess what you're talking about, especially if you're not speaking of death.
You've got it. It seems taxes are just as inevitable. Taxation hits everyone throughout their lifetime. And it's not something that we look forward to when that time of year comes around.
I can't think of a single person who says, "Oh, wonderful, it's time to send in my tax forms and give the government some of my hard-earned money."
I'm certain you're right about that. And I even pity the accountants who have to understand the complicated tax code. They certainly earn their money.
There's another thing. I believe it changes constantly, and they have to be up to scratch, as we say, about every single thing. Otherwise, they are penalised.
And listen to this. I've heard that the dreaded US Internal Revenue Service has even more complicated regulations. In 2013, the tax code surpassed the 4 million word mark. They say that even the experts have a hard time processing all the regulations. It's really burdensome in its complexity.
As we see just from reading the Bible, the religious leaders in ancient Israel did the same thing in their relationship with God. They made it far too complex with all the extra laws they made themselves.
That's exactly right. The growing burden of religious regulations had increased to the point where even an expert in Moses' law struggled to understand it. When one leader asked Jesus what mattered most in God's commandments, Jesus responded this way, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these."
So there's no doubt that the law of Moses was a heavy burden for people. But faith in Christ is simple. That's why Jesus said, "My burden is light."
And it's light because God is so willing to forgive us and love us. And he also enables us to love him in return and also those around us.
So what about true Christianity? Faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is not a burdensome religion, but a lifestyle based on what Jesus did on the cross to save mankind from the penalty of their sins. Christianity is based on God's love for us as individuals.
Religion can be simply a parroting of words we think God might reward us for. It can be something we do because we're expected to do it, not because it truly comes from our heart's love of God and for God.
And let's remember this. God is a spirit, but he sent his son Jesus, who willingly came and lived among us, so he knows exactly what being human is all about, especially as the devil tried his best to tempt Jesus to commit sins. So when we live our lives to please God, he certainly doesn't want us to return to empty religious attitudes.
The Lord has given each one of us the freedom to make a choice. If you are already a believer, God bless you. But if you are not sure that you're a Christian, now is the time to follow him, and don't put off making that decision. Because if you do, it means you are deciding not to follow him.
Why not make this important decision to believe and receive Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your Lord and Saviour today?
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.